Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from March 16, 2020 to March 20, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On March 16, here were the news: FOSS and MasterCard boost digital payments acceptance for MSMEs. Amid coronavirus outbreak, Skrill drops fees on money transfers to Italy. Tiki sees unusual e-commerce growth in February. Coronavirus pushes Apple Card to allow its holders to skip March payment. True Balance to provide users access to ShopClues marketplace. App Brilliance launches real-time mobile payment technology. UnionPay International launches mobile wallet in Pakistan. H&M limits cash payments to prevent COVID-19 spread. RBI issues new rules for debit and credit cards. Apple closes its retail stores outside Greater China until the 27th of March 2020. MasterCard is developing mobile POS solution. PayPal together with Visa, MasterCard might be affected hard by coronavirus. UnionPay to introduce QR code payment transaction in the UAE. Governments step in to quell late supplier payments pain. Elevating credit strategy beyond faster invoice payments. The conundrum of mixing tech with humans in SMB finance. On March 17, here were the news. Integral partners with Western Union to provide FX technology solutions. Amazon plans to open Checkout's free store in UK. Safaricom waives charges for M-Pesa users. Apple fined US$1.2 billion by French antitrust regulator. 7-Eleven, Arcus to initiate fintech payment solutions in LATAM. Big Pay joins Do It Now ecosystem. Starbucks reveals to-go service, while closing US, Canada dining areas. The Papers launches Who's Who in Payments 2020 complete overview of the key payment providers. New instant payment networks launch, from Aruba to Hungary. Easing recurring collections for tech-averse SMBs. On March 18, here were the news. Coronavirus concerns may boost e-commerce, study shows. Sum up, MasterCard team up for improved mobile payments operations. Paytm Payments Bank to roll out Visa debit cards. Boku offers direct carrier billing and e-wallet payment services to Pearl Abyss. Airtel waives fees for all mobile money transfers in Kenya. Bongo supports carrier billing subscriptions for Hatch gaming platform. Grocery deliveries see a boost across Latin America because of coronavirus outbreak. FS Web to provide e-commerce operation for Antonia Saint NY high-tech shoes brand. Alibaba's import e-commerce platform Koala includes blockchain traceability system. Paysend unveils guide for money transfers advice during coronavirus. Kenya turns to M-Pesa mobile money to stem the spread of COVID-19. Shift4 Payments takes favorable measures for clients amid COVID-19 situation. FDIC defines bank regs for fintechs. Accelerating B2B payments through RAP convergence. What work from home means for paper-based R departments. On March 19, here were the news. D-Money partners with Ripple for cross-border money transfer. PwnPay to become full-fledged financial services company. TikTok Pay available for users in the UAE. China's electronic payments up to $62 billion in Q4 2019. Avio unveils e-commerce functionality to support hoteliers. locally to support small shops during coronavirus crisis. Bank of Canada urges retailers to stop banning cash transactions. Fiserv acquires Bypass Mobile. I2C, Archa announce corporate credit program for SMBs. Domino's offers contactless delivery, paid leave. Wirecard expands e-commerce offer for merchants with WeChat Pay. FDIC approves Square for banking license. Banks, fintechs wield open banking for SMB finance. Innovating cross-border B2B payments, it takes an ecosystem. The waterfall effects of integrated SMB accounting. On March 20th, here were the news. PayU Assist reduces merchant queries by 70%. Cogni to support Apple Pay and Samsung Pay. PwnPay launches Visa Safe Click. MasterCard, Bunk expand collaboration. India's Lava Mobile Company launches Lava Pay. Card usage rules for international and online payments come into effect in India. The Hut Group to implement Laybuy's Buy Now, Pay Later service. OneDine to help restaurants with free tap and go tech. Contactless payments via cards soared across Turkey. Central Bank of Ghana waives fees for less than $18 mobile money transfers. COVID-19 pandemic highly affects e-commerce industry, study shows. Ebury powers global payments for Ciardito Agiarcola corporates. B2B fintech embraces VC amid market uncertainty. Weathering the coronavirus storm as a small travel business. How opening bank data can transform SMB lending. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.